Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Huntsberger.
It's Huntsberger. And
Huntsy Town.
And me and Dan J is working on a movie. That's why he's not here, but that's okay.
He's also on probation from the show.
That's right.
We put him under on review.
Double secret probate. We're giving him his yearly review. No. So that is what's going on, and we want to get this content done because I'm away and everybody, there was schedules that were working out, yeah. But we still want to do this. And so we have the great David Huntsberger with us. Hi, Dave.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, buddies. Good. Good to see you guys. Good to be on the show.
Nice to see you in the shed. In the shed. Get off the shed. It is great. And we did.
It's a great workbench you have.
God damn.
Thank you. There's a long, long story into me building that thing that.
I love that you
involves some
that.
Mania, mostly just trying to keep my
save
hands
it.
Busy.
We might talk about it later.
Save it. We'll
Patreon.
Talk about it on the Patreon. Yeah, I love it. Well, and I'm sure there were dumb things done along the way because you know when you've stepped in it. That's what I love about you, Dave.
Building a workbench should never include mania. So I'm interested to hear what that entails.
Workbench mania does sound like a K-pop band.
Hey, we just got to do something fun. We just got to do some fun stuff with you.
Yeah, we just got to do the sketches stuff. Well, let's save all that and we'll talk about that when we talk about what he's got going on.
Great.
But the beauty is that Dave is one of my smarter friends, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh,
he knows a lot about science, mm-hmm. which I think is, you know, mm-hmm. has taken a lot of hits in the last couple of years. But I trust in him and I believe in him. And so I'm glad he's here to help us sort through the dumb. Should we jump into a story,
you
Dave?
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This was sent in by Derek Shipley at Derek Shipley, D-E-R-I-C-K-S-S-S-I-P-L-E-Y.
I feel like he should have his own, like, he should rival UPS and DHS and
Shipley?
RPS as, like, its own Shipley.
Derek Shipley. Yeah. The Shipley.
Completely concur.
Shipley Automotive also feels like a thing.
Everything is sent via ship.
Yep.
Did you ship it cheaply? I sure did. I used Shipley.
I use Shipley. Well, Shipley now can give you 30% off.
Right. Enter the promo code DPT at Shipley.com. Okay.
Sick of going to the post office? Use Shipley.
Use Shipley.
Right. Okay. Here's the headline. Unhappy Walmart shopper causes chaos.
Isn't that what happens all the time at Walmart?
Yes. Yeah. That could go any direction. Does it start at the carts? Is it something at the checkout? Is it in the aisle looking for something? Is someone climbing up the racks?
Was the greeter too sarcastic? Mm-hmm. Was someone trying to work out with the weights? You know what I mean? You're like, hey, don't work out with the weights.
Walmart, in
have
a lot of
have you been to Walmart
towns,
recently?
when this drops, I will have been to a Walmart. Like, in the time people hear you ask me that question,
you will have been.
I've been to Walmart countless times in the past days.
Have you been, Dave?
No, I haven't. It has been quite some time.
But see, in
they
small
don't change,
towns,
though, do they?
Like in Rochelle, Illinois,
they're huge.
Walmart is like Walmart's are like the new town square. Like you see everybody at Walmart, and you're constantly going to Walmart all the time
to get.
You're
some.
Just like, oh, I got to run to Walmart. Walmart's are where everything happens.
Dan, my mom went, and in Illinois, she went to the in Arkansas, the first ever Walmart, like the actual Sam Walton's
Walmart
store. That I was like, why are you even going there? But whatever. I am amazed at how huge, like a super Walmart, like how big that
it Walmart is, Supercenter.
They are so big. I almost can't even understand.
In college, Roy Marks and I used to go to Walmart at like 3 a.m. and just get fried chicken. You super center. You get anything you want, dude.
There was a place in Michigan called Meijer Thrifty Acre, M-E-I-J-E-R, Thrifty Acre.
Well, and that's different than your regular Meijer?
No, it's just a regular Meijer, but I mean, we used to go study up there because it was like bright fluorescent lights. Mm-hmm. You get a thing of Mountain Dew and you just drink as much as you can, and it kept us up all night. And then like you'd be loopy at 3 a.m. because it's 24 hours. We'd go down, we'd get into the hunting tactical gear, and we would just start running around the store and in camouflage gear. It was insane.
I love it.
We were just nuts.
I always wonder, when you roll in to like a Walmart at between 2 and 4:30 a.m., you have whatever reason you're there for, but everybody has a story as to like what brought them into a Walmart in that window of time.
The ingredients are fascinating, because when you hear these stories, you think, well, that doesn't have anything to do with Walmart. But then you have college educated heading to drink Mountain Dew, and suddenly the tactical gear thing makes sense. And you're like, the mystery of Walmart, it just... it creates its own ecosystem where people are running around doing very atypical things.
Well, it is its own universe.
Here we go with atypical. A woman searching for prophylactics.
Okay.
Okay. So she wants some condoms.
That's right.
She would assume.
If you like it, then you should have put a rubber on it.
At the Fayetteville Walmart, turned that search into a tirade. Fayetteville Walmart, I mean, already. That feels like upper S.
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yes.
It's where Three Best Bakery is.
No. They're in... Benton.
Benton, Arkansas. Benton.
But it is a near thing for them. And I should be playing Fayetteville.
Oh, you
I was supposed to, and then we had to postpone it, so we're getting a new date. Okay. I'll be back. Okay. Her actions included running through the store, cursing. How dare
she. Son of a bitch.
Hitting an employee.
Oh, my. Lay your hands off of
taking
people.
All of her clothes off.
Oh, my God.
And urinating on the floor.
I mean, she to me sounds like a
raccoon.
That's
hitting for the cycle. That's the Walmart cycle, right?
She really needed to have sex. And that poor guy sitting there on the bed just like, I'm not doing it until you get the condoms.
That's right.
Call me when you're on the way back.
I'll be driving.
That guy must be great at sex, because she's peeing on floors. She's so upset she can't conclude it.
Honey, it's at Walmart. You'll be able to find it. She's like, I can't find it.
Imagine also the ratchet. Ma'am, please stop running. Ma'am, could you not curse? Please don't hit employees. Please put your clothes back on.
I mean, there's
don't urinate on the floor.
There are two employees who are like, remember when we thought the running was bad?
Right. You go back to the running. Ma'am.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Ma'am, this is there are fluorescent lights on, ma'am.
Right. Ready for her name?
I can't wait.
April D. Barrow. ADB.
ADB.
April D. Barrow. Sounds like an author.
Yeah.
James Joyce's like side piece.
April D. Barrow
also wrote.
Was charged with two counts of simple battery, public indecency, and disorderly conduct, according to Fayetteville County Jail records.
Well, I think Dave's right, okay, that she just wanted to have sex. I mean, you're going in for the condoms.
Yeah, but at some point she's done with that. That ship sailed.
You think so?
Yeah, but at what point? Like she hit the
Once you hit the employee, the employee, go all the way.
Yeah.
I just like them. They're high on Mountain Dew, obviously. They're laying in bed.
They're studying for finals. Right.
And they may be Rochambeau, like, who's going? And she's like, I don't even want to do the rock, paper, because I get a little nuts if I get in there and I can't find them.
She's like, if I go,
it'll be fine.
Yeah. No, if I go, it'll be a whole thing. How much of a thing could it be?
Well, how much do you think when she was hitting the employee, she was saying the guy's name because she was mad at him? God damn it. Jeff. God damn it. Well, my name is Mark. Damn it, Jeff.
You're Jeff in my heart. April D. Barrow was charged with two simple battery, like I said, public indecency and disorderly conduct.
Well, because, like, truthfully, the hitting is a violent thing and you don't know where she's
coming
from.
Stopped hitting and started nuding it out with peeing.
So then she takes her clothes off, and that's another thing. And then she bends down to pee. And so, like, that
I love that you think she... I think she just stood flat-footed and stared people in the eyes. No, she's fucking...
I have her squatting in my head as well. And I have the employees befuddled, like, what is this? Is she going to draw
squatting down.
She's trickle-down economics.
And she's squatting down, and there's a moment where it's not coming yet. So, like...
Right. And she's yelling at people to not look at her.
Yeah.
Don't look at me!
And they're wondering, like, is this a breathing exercise? She's just kind of going compact so she can get herself
really
together.
Down low.
Right, right.
She's huddled up. That's our bad. We forced her.
There's also a moment where they're like, we can mop this up, but, like, thank God she didn't take a shit on the floor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, the cops got there.
But then she steps through it and starts running, and now she's tracked it through.
Oh, God.
It's
It's like a raccoon.
You can't trust ADB. Yeah.
She's like a raccoon. She knocks over trash cans.
Fayetteville Police Department spokesman Anne Marie Burdett, AMB.
Anne Marie Burdett.
Isn't that who leaves the light on for you?
Anne Marie Burdett. I'm
Anne Marie Burdett.
And I'll leave the light on for you.
Said that officers on April 29th showed up at the Walmart in response to this call at approximately what time? When do you think this went down at a Walmart?
I'm going to say the Sklar Brothers do hour, 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. Okay. Okay, good. I think this is like 11:56.
11:56.
Approximately.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out what time the prophylactic shenanigans happened.
When does it all go down?
Plus, we'll talk everything about David Huntsberg, what he's got going on, plus our stuff going on.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We've got great David Huntsberger with us, and me and Dan and Jay, Dan and I participated in something really cool that he just wrote and did, and it was so much fun. I loved it so much. We'll talk about that in a minute. Daniel, let people know this is dropping the middle of July when this drops.
Right, so I probably just did some dates. Go to danielvankirk.com to see what you missed out on. Just go to danielvankirk.com.
Supersclash.com is us. We're pushing our Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase date from the 9th, 10th to the 23rd, 24th. Mm-hmm. We are working to put together a couple of live Dumb People Towns. We're going to do one in Nashville. We got to firm that up. We're going to do that on Thursday, October 13th. We're working on a date in Chicago on the 14th. So I'm just sort of lining you guys up. And once the tickets are available, we'll let you know how you can get them. And then we really want to try and do the Bell House on that Sunday, October 16th. Jay and I have a casino date that we're doing in Tulsa on the Saturday night. And Dan might do a date himself. But then we'll all come back together, hopefully in New York City, in Brooklyn on that night. We'll let you know as that happens, because we do want to get out and start doing more live Dumb People Towns. We were up in Seattle. People are like, when are you guys coming to do a Dumb People Town? Portland, same thing.
We'd love to.
We want to do it. We're going to do it. Check it out. Again, we'll give you all the information. And in a month, Nosebleeds drops on UFC Fight Pass. It's cheap seats, basically, with the old UFC footage. And we'll tell you
But
exactly.
Not even just fights. Stuff from The Ultimate Fighter, stuff from pre-fights, post-fight interviews.
Sketches with...
It's everything just in the world of that sport and athleticism that you guys have mined for so many great jokes.
Oh, my God. Dan worked on it. It was so funny. We do fake beer commercials and new reality show commercials and... You know, profile pieces on people who don't exist. Rob Corddry, Tony Hale, Andy Richter, John Hamm, Marilyn Rice Cubb, all these great people participated in it. It's so much fun. The Nosebleeds on UFC Fight Pass coming up. All right, David, we recorded a sketch with you. I love that you're doing these things. They're like radio play sketches. It was so much fun. Please tell the folks about it.
Thanks. It started as an idea to maybe do like an album. I love those old Adam Sandler albums. Norm Macdonald did Ridiculous, which is really great. And then it just doesn't seem like people were really doing that. And so I thought I would try to write an album, and then it just started creating these little worlds. And so I just kept writing. And then it became like a cathartic thing to kind of do daily, just writing stuff. And a really good way to reach out to people. You know, I think like being huddled up and everyone at home, it's been an interesting thing to like step back out into the world. And some people can do it easier than others, depending on what like safety concerns you have at home or otherwise. Yep. So everyone had good gear and Zoom and the ability to kind of do it remotely. So it just it's a really fun way to just check in with people. But it's been great. I'm going to release it as probably a scripted podcast called Intercepts. It may even be out by the time this comes out. I don't know,
but
hopefully there's a link to like subscribe, because I'm excited about it. It's been really fun.
Yeah, we did.
You guys were great, of course. As
we
expected.
Did a hilarious alien human interaction, and your character was so dumb and fun, and we just had a blast, and it was so fun to like do something, step outside of ourselves, and do something different. I just love it so much. We love this medium. I think podcasting is so wonderful. I interact with my own podcast in a way that make it feel so personal. I'm like walking around through my neighborhood listening to people in between my ears. To hear sketches in that way is just kind of fun too. It's just elevating.
I hope everybody checks it out.
What else can people hear and see of yours, Dave?
I made a write before things shut down. I filmed a set at the Dynasty Typewriter, and then a bunch of animators and various visual effects people helped. We like for the first year of lockdown and quarantine and all that, just editing nonstop. And that's on, if you go to davidhunsberger.com, there's a link to watch it on Vimeo with no ads. And then it's on YouTube for free with ads. It's called Big Nothingness.
Great.
And that was the last kind of a stand-up thing. It's available as an album too, like everywhere you would listen to stand-up albums. But I think the visual's pretty fun.
I can't wait. So everybody check it out. Big Nothingness. And Dan, before we got away for the break, what did we...
Okay, we were trying to guess what time...
Woman ran it. So, speak about big
April,
nothingness.
April D. Barrow went after it, as I said, hit for the Walmart cycle.
I mean,
cycle.
But isn't there, like I said at the very beginning, when you're like, someone got angry about something in Walmart, I'm like, how many people just kept shopping, David?
Just so many.
Just
especially if it happened when you guys think it happened, because that's just people in there. If you're also in a Walmart at 3 a.m., like David guessed it, they're just like, I don't have time for this.
Don't look at her.
The only thing I care about is if self-checkout's open. And,
that's it.
And can I
Teenagers in tactical gear went sprinting by, slipped,
right.
fell, slipped. Up, yeah. kept running, no exactly. acknowledgement of what they'd slipped in or what they'd seen, just running.
Sometime out in the wild, you're going to slip on some raccoon shit.
Before we go back over at both persons' guesses, I want to do a couple shout-outs for people who support us over on the Patreon. We love all of you, and that's one of the perks of doing that.
Let's shout them
out.
Not
only do you support us, that's a perk, but we perk you back by saying thanks so much. Darren Tandberg.
Tandberg. Have you ever ridden a Tandberg bike?
Tandberg sounds
unbelievable.
Sounds to me like you see that like burned into wood outside of a cabin. The Tandbergs.
The Tandbergs were
just
here.
Just feels like something.
Again, a Tandberg bike is, the front of it is a regular bike and the back is recumbent.
And then another one, a true local, Melinda. Thank you, Melinda.
Melinda.
Just a single,
thanks, Melinda.
Single name. Melinda. And then another town.
Melinda. It's like Melady. Melinda.
Joel Deziel. How would you say that? D-E-Z-I-E-L.
Deziel.
Diesel. I like Diesel.
Diesel.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Diesel. Thanks, Joel.
Joel Diesel sounds like something that, like, the three villains from Superman 2 who went hurtling through space in a parallelogram would say, Diesel before Zod.
I was going to say, it also sounds like a hair product that only existed in 1996.
Did you put the Diesel in your hair? Yeah, and I can't get it out.
Okay.
Who are you more likely to hang out with? Someone with that last name, Diesel or something like that, that refuses to be called Diesel?
Right.
Or someone with that name who insists on being called Diesel.
Ooh, I think it's the guy who refuses to be called Diesel. Do not call me Diesel.
What's up, Diesel?
Only you call you that. No.
Okay.
Abs, get him out of here.
What, you said 3 a.m., right, David Huntsberg?
Yeah.
I did.
That's when the prophylactic shenanigans.
Huntsberger said 3 a.m. I said 11:56, and that was just a round guess.
They were dispatched to the Walmart at Fayetteville Pavilion.
Is this 9 a.m.? I'm going to start hitting people.
6:38 a.m.
Oh!
This is morning.
This is a little.
Wow.
Morning.
Just a little loving.
The sun's up.
Early in the morning.
Yeah. The responding officer arrived at the front entrance of the Walmart to assist a fellow officer already on the scene who had his taser pointed at April D. Barrow.
I mean, don't pee, ma'am, because I will light that piss on fire.
She was handcuffed and placed in the rear seat of a patrol car while officers investigated the situation.
But, okay. For real, this is your patrol car. You got to drive around all day long. Do you put her in her
hose her down?
You hose her down. What do you do to this?
She's
gal?
Got pee on her legs, guaranteed.
Right? Yeah. I mean, like, you don't want. So then, or you're gonna get the car detailed. It's like
through the investigation, officers learned that Barrow entered the Walmart and began asking employees for prophylactics. Barrow also used profanity.
Oh, do you have a rubber? Do you have a rubber?
You guys have condoms.
Where, I think she's asking him for them.
Oh, that could work too. Barrow,
what if you're the Walmart
greeter? I don't
want to
buy, I just want to borrow. Barrow borrows.
Give me one.
April D. Barrow also used profanity and threw items while running around the store.
Which had to be fun.
A witness slash employee told police Barrow allegedly struck her multiple times in the arm with a closed fist. That's like a two for flinching type thing.
Multiple times in the arm. Hey, at least she didn't hit her in the meal ticket in the face.
Yeah.
Witnesses reported to police that at some point Barrow took her clothes off and urinated on the floor. They don't specify if we're talking like a crouch or a straight up flat footed.
David and I think
knees,
it's a crouch,
which is what I think.
It's a crouch, and everyone had to wait for her. Like, what is she gonna do? Is she gonna like pounce and punch someone else in the arms?
Ann Burdett said a store employee walked Barrow out of the building, with the employee saying that Barrow continued to scream and hit on the door.
Sure. Walk of shame.
Once outside, Barrow put her clothes on I love that, that too. Dude. Fine. It's over. Okay. It's over. I'll put my fucking clothes on. It's over.
She definitely tripped
you
on her pants,
you guys got the
too.
Barrow. Hope you're all happy.
Just so you know, yes, it was a high school crush. We stayed up all night. It was magical. We shared our first kiss around 2 a.m.
Right.
Things really took off, and I was reliving an alternate world where I was this person's girlfriend, and it was magical. And then we took an edible that made me kind of hot and also have to pee. And I said, I'll go get them. They're just right in the door. And now here I am, putting my clothes back on.
And that dragon over there yelled at me.
Where are my culottes?
You know she tripped over her pants.
Barrow put her clothes on outside the store prior to the officers arriving.
She tripped over her pants and fell into the firewood.
But they noted, right, and then leaned against the ice chest.
Hit the firewood, and then it all fell down.
Then she tried to play the claw machine for a while. With no quarters.
Then she wrote, okay, so she just put on her top. And then
she beat the Simpsons arcade game.
Pantsless, she tried to ride one of those things.
Right.
Like the amusement ride.
Yeah.
At that time of day, people are coming in to sort of start their day, and I love her standing there detained, naked, and having to kind of nod to, oh, hey, guys. Nothing.
What's up, Gary?
It's wild in there.
It's happening today.
Don't ask them where anything is in there.
Right. Hopefully you guys are looking to raw dog it tonight, because if you want condoms, this is what happens, I guess.
Yeah, I guess everyone's getting pregnant in this world, huh?
They noted that even though she was outside and dressed by the time cops got there, her conduct inside the store was observed by officers on video surveillance footage.
Yeah,
we will get out of here on this. Unless you're a Patreon member, you should stick around or switch over to that, because we're going to get some fun, dumb story, probably about the building of a workbench with David.
Oh, yeah.
But before we do that, I'm going to ask you guys, how old is April D. Barrow? And I'm going to show you a picture of her first.
We'll put this picture on the Facebook page. Oh, wow.
36. That was my guess pre-picture. I think I'm sticking
stays
with
the
it.
Same.
A youthful 36, I would say, considering the condition of things here.
She's like, are you serious?
36.
She's got the face of, are you serious?
36.
Dan,
Jason? Oh, Randy?
Yeah, Jason's not here. I would say she is 28 years old.
28 years old.
But is not aging well.
Okay. So 28 from Randy. What'd you say, David?
36.
36?
Yeah.
Townies, if you're listening to this after the posts have already come up on the Facebook or the Instagram or the Twitter, go and look, then make your guess.
Yeah.
Okay?
Pause the podcast.
Give you a second. Now
go
you're
look.
Back.
Now you've
so
joined
glad
our Facebook.
You're here.
Join our Facebook
Hope
page.
You made yourself a sandwich.
We're like the cops. We put funny stuff on Facebook.
Right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
April D. Barrow. Is 40 years old.
Oh, man. Wow. She looks good, David.
Yeah.
She looks good. I like
40.
It.
Perfect age for a midlife crisis. This guy was the prom king. He was second team all conference in a number of sports.
Thank you.
And almost asked him to the Sadie Hawkins, and she didn't.
Almost.
And she's lived with that for so long.
Snowball. Yep. Hey,
so
Judd,
close.
Hey, right. Judd Apatow, this is 40.
Yeah, she will not stifle her emotion anymore.
There you go. Hey, guys, this is, what a fun Friday romp.
Agreed.
We don't need Jason. This is a real treat. Again, congrats to Jay working on the movie. It's so nice to have David Huntsberger here. Check out Big Nothingness on YouTube.
Yep.
And you can listen to it as an album, but I definitely think you should see the visuals. Leave a comment, nice comment there for him. Then when these things, intercepts is the name of it, right?
Yeah, plural, yep.
Intercepts, plural. And so these might get released as a podcast. Just look it up. DavidHuntsberger.com will have everything for you to let you know when you're doing that. DanivanKirk.com to check him out live.
Same.
Nosebleed's coming out. Also this month, Jason and I happen to be starting a several episode arc on a very... popular series on FX that involves supernatural things that I don't know if I'm allowed to say it if it's out yet, but that's just, I'm just saying it. It's out there. We love you guys, and oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Bye.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around, make a sound, calm your down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Burns Audio, a podcast network.